call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It's a regularly scheduled meeting, November 15th, 2018, 6:03 p.m. Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Here.
Mark Raddis.
Here.
Mike Stolpa.
Here.
I suppose we can wait for the pledge and a moment of silence for the public to be here. So we'll move that into executive session, if I could have a motion to do so.
I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session with the three trustees, Tom Karras and Police Chief, for contract negotiations with the police.
Second. Roll call.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
We will enter executive session at 6:04 p.m. We are back from executive session at 6:48 p.m. where we were with the three trustees, police chief, and legal counsel Tom Karras to discuss the police contract. It is 6:48 p.m. This time I'll move to go into executive session to consider the employment of a public employee with the three trustees and fiscal officer.
Second.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
We are under executive session at 6:49 p.m.
Okay, it's a nice
We are back from executive session where we were with the three trustees, fiscal officer, discussing the consideration of an employment for a public employee. It is 7:05 p.m. We opened this meeting without most members of the public that are here. Thank you for coming. But we were in executive session prior to that discussing the police contract. We wanted to get these executive sessions out of the way before the meeting started because you folks were going to be here. However, we do still have four interviews. We're going to keep them as concise as we can, but it's the way it worked out. So we're going to do those next. Before we do that, if we didn't have the pledge of a moment of silence, so if you would please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, if we could please have a moment of silence, remembering the military members, both at home and abroad, as well as first responders. Thank you. So I will move to go into executive session with the three trustees, fiscal officer, and one at a time, the four candidates that we have to be interviewed for employment of a public employee, potential employment.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
We will enter executive session first with Amanda at 7:07 p.m.
Okay, anytime now.
We are back from executive session where the three trustees, fiscal officer, were discussing consideration of employment for a public employee. It is 8:43 p.m. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes. To approve the October 4th regularly scheduled meeting minutes as well as the November 1st regularly scheduled meeting minutes.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
And then I will further move to accept the October 16th emergency meeting, I beg your pardon, minutes.
Second.
Discussion?
No.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Abstain.
Angela, you're going to put that over there.
Okay. An extra pen?
Yeah, I forgot to put mine on the way out. Here, I'll give him mine.
You're very...
If we're going to do that, then I want the flashlight.
No.
Something happened to my pen, too, just so you...
Do you want, there's, I think, there was extra in hers, do you need it?
Thank you.
Yeah, here, it works. What?
We have, oh, thank you, Bill. Department head comments, Elaine?
I don't have a...
Make something up, I gotta sign.
Yeah, and I can only write so fast, so...
Chief?
No, we're good. The other chief had a fire alarm drop somewhere.
Hamilton Road.
Hamilton Road.
Discussion of Hood Road under old business. I will say...
Go ahead.
Did you want to go?
No, we don't, we haven't, I haven't heard anything, I've talked to Denny.
Yeah, no, I will add that I made some pretty good contacts with someone from the city who is now on this committee for a statewide program, as well as I had contact with Senator Abhoff's office and they're going to get some more information. I gave Denny his contact information and they spoke, so he there's a possibility something might come out of that.
Good.
Fingers crossed. But
when we had that engineer center, I was talking to Jeff Brandon. We were just talking about Brandon. He's on. Is that the same committee you're discussing right now? Do you know for?
I can find out the name of it.
I don't know the name, but he was talking so fast and kind of just. But he did say that after being told that there was no money available, like Andy Conrad's on this committee, that then Montville decided to just separately go out for, and I believe they got, I don't know, 38,000 maybe or something, but. They're fixing that road that McDonald's and Gecko.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Up off 18. Yeah. Normandy Park.
Right. I guess like half of it had not been completed or whatever, so they got the money to fully fix that. So I just think, and he did say that it wasn't, Andy Conrad's office wasn't super thrilled, but they've gone out for it by themselves. But so that might be something to reach out to Jeff about and just... And I don't know, I didn't think about it before, but just, I mean, who knows? You know, we might as well explore every option, so.
It's great. Next time I see Jeff, I'll be happy to ask him. I'm thinking that was a county thing, though, that we are, that we did apply for.
Okay, maybe. He was kind of just telling me the story and it.
This one is a statewide thing, but I...
Just ask, you know, again,
yeah,
get
I can't
the details.
Yeah, I can't find it right now, which...
And it wouldn't, I won't remember the name anyway, so. Okay. He may not have even said, I know he told me it's a committee that he's on and Andy's on it. He named some other people that I wasn't familiar with, but, you know, it's worth looking into, if nothing else.
Ohio Public Works Commission.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't. He may not have even said the name of the committee. He might have just told me who was on it, but.
Okay.
If you have his contact info, if you just want to.
Just so that all these members of the public understand, we're still working towards the fix. I'm a new business snowplowing for seniors. So I had a resident come to me and ask about whether or not we would consider doing some kind of snow plowing for seniors, not unlike what, you know, for seniors who are meet income qualifications and or are handicapped or whatever. And this particular woman who called me, sounded like there was a definite need. She's over on Fenn Road. Anyway, Montville and the city of Medina do it. I was wondering if the board would be interested in learning about more about what they do and potentially.
I've already reached out to Paul in Montville because he's the one that deals with it. He's supposed to send me their criteria. There's some stuff on the website. He said he has more that he'll send me. He'll email it to me. I'm also going to contact Kinkley because they do it. Lafayette does it. I've called a couple cities that I know that deal with how they do it too. I know it's a city, but there's at least kind of an understanding as to how their criteria that they have and things like that. So I've kind of started looking at getting some information brought in. Something that I don't think we could do right now, just because I think it would be something for, you know, next year type, you know, going forward type thing.
I pulled the cities as well with that one. It's pretty straight requirements on who qualifies, who doesn't. And we just have to understand it would entail hiring somebody, in my opinion. Our regular road department guys are committed to the roads. And when they're done with that, I don't think it's fair for us to say, okay, now go, you know, plow X amount of driveways. We'd have to have someone dedicated to this.
Montville has, Paul does, he's the main person that does the plowing. And then they also have somebody in the service department that kind of fills in for him when he doesn't do it. He said right now he has about, I think he said 12 to 15 people that he plows for, based on a criteria type thing. I said, driveway wise, he goes, they're pretty much the bigger driveways. He goes, some of them take a half hour to plow. I don't know how much plowing he does, you know, if how much he does. I know the city of Brooklyn where my parents live, they plow the seniors. They've been doing it for as long as I can remember. Their criteria is 65 and above, unless there's somebody in the house that's handicapped, like kind of like what some of the other people have. They have a $50 fee that they charge. They can't be snowbirds. If they are snowbirds, they end up getting fined then. And they do two passes. So they basically pull in the driveway, back up, pull in the driveway, back up, and that's it. That's all they get. And it's not based on, well, my car's parked on this side of the garage, not this side. It's straight in, straight out. They do it twice, and then that's what they, you know, so that's what the city does there.
It's $50 for the year.
For the year. It's, and they get a little sign that says, you know, snow watch, so their guys know. And it's basically, they do it when the snow exceeds, I think my mom said, 4 inches. Yeah, that's what, that's when they come out, even though they got people that call, well, I got a doctor's appointment, it's only an inch or whatever, but, and it's after their road department's done clearing the main streets. So, I mean, there's, like I said, I'm kind of looking at some of the different areas. Montville, or I should say Hinckley, or Lafayette.
Is Hinckley still going to do it? Because I thought
somebody,
aren't they doing it?
Paul kind of mentioned somebody hires a company, an outside company, to do their seniors. I don't know which entity it is. I had to find out. I just talked to him today before the meeting, so.
Do we know what our liability would be?
That's something we'd have to look to.
The city's got quite a few pages.
Right. There's, I did read rules and legalese. I mean, I'd be willing to look into it, kind of a thing, to see, you know, what we could do, what we couldn't do, or, you know, what it would cost, and things like that. So,
and my thing is, we need a truck because, you know, whether or not I don't want to put it on Denny because this is the time of year where they're working. You know, we don't know their hours.
It might not make financial sense to put it on Denny. I mean, you're going to be paying them.
Good point. Yeah, maybe a part-time person that's dedicated.
Or if we contract with the local, I mean, we have someone doing our grass. There's no reason why we couldn't have someone plowing for this few handful. I'm thinking it's, you know, a dozen.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it all depends on,
I would really like to look into what we have to pick up.
Well, that too, we have to find out what that is.
Do you want to take it to the prosecutor and see? I mean, I'm sure it's going to be similar to.
I'm having a hard time with the liability. How do you think we'll have liability above and beyond?
Because we do the roads, but we don't do driveways. So I'm just not sure if I'm just making, you know, like.
But if we contract with someone, with a third party.
Have to make sure, though, still, that even if we're the ones contracting and paying that, ultimately I would believe it would be our responsibility. Then, yes, we could probably pass it on to them. Just say somebody says their driveway got cracked because of a child. Or, you know, something. I mean, there's so many incidentals.
You know, like I said,
Paul's supposed to send me some more information on what they have, other than what was on the website. I can always reach out to him and find out a little bit more. I can reach out to the other ones and kind of get some more. And then once we're kind of ready, then we can, you know, I'll call the prosecutor's office and say, hey, what would some liabilities be if we did something like this? Paul might be able to tell us too, based on, you know, them doing it, or whoever's in charge of it at the city, you know, talking to them to find out. I mean, it's two entities right here in the county, so.
I mean, ideally, if we could do this in the next month, that's the thing, but I know how you take on a lot, and it's a lot. So if I don't know, maybe that'd be something for our new person to do and maybe get accomplished before the first of the year even. I don't know. And whether or not we get applications before then, I don't know. I had the one person ask me. Let's leave it on the agenda and see.
Yeah, I would say that because right now we don't have a vehicle. I mean, unless we know.
No, I would think without question we're going to have to contract with someone. Okay. But, you know, Landfields, those are grass in those areas. I don't know why they wouldn't be willing to do.
An application that I guess whoever reaches out to the prosecutor's office that I think is important to look at. There are a lot of seniors who are on a fixed income now, but they have resources that I know a lot of contracts when they ask it's usually just what income you have right this second, and a lot of people don't have a lot, but we can't be
right.
Yeah,
well, it says, I mean, you have to provide your federal tax return, so.
Yeah, but that,
no, one of them here is, it went into all your financials.
Yeah, that's not, like, when you do your taxes, your properties that you own.
But if they're living within their wages, pensions, annuities, IRA distributions, and Social Security benefits.
What if somebody is had a bunch of money in savings, it's not really earning anything, so they don't have to claim it, but they've got $2 million sitting in the bank,
that's fair.
And they're only showing that they're making $18,000 from Social Security. We can't go do their driveway but not do somebody who's working hard.
Absolutely, and, you know, I couldn't agree anymore. So I don't know at what point it becomes such a burden to try to sort through all that stuff that, I mean, how do you, at the end of the day, actually prove that? Shame on someone to try to get something for nothing when they're, anyway.
You go forward. I'll contact them, and they just have them send me what they have.
Would you mind?
That way we can at least have something to compare.
What might be an easier step, Mike, is if you reach out to the prosecutor's office and said, hey, we're looking to put something in place. Is there a model that you'd like us to emulate? Would that make sense?
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Executive session for employee discipline.
We could flip-flop this if it's easier, because we're good with.
Yeah, why don't we,
financials.
You want to just finish up everything else that's on
sure.
there, and then those.
Supplemental appropriations?
Yeah, that needs to come first.
I'll move to approve the reallocation of supplemental appropriations dated 11/15/2018 to cover expenses for the balance of 2018 and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
And what was this for, Angela?
I didn't bring a copy, but I know the one thing was rain out of the ball field reimbursements. There were more. The security deposits didn't get added into the initial reimbursements either. So that was one of them. And if you want me to look at it and just tell you, I don't remember the other, like, just what all was on there. I think they were just incidental. That was for the ball fields. Oh, the $14,000 from the general fund, that's going to be for the doors that we have a purchase order tonight for. Oh my God. And the $15,000 for the police department, that is also for the doors that we have a purchase order for tonight. That's coming up next.
Approved. ones yet, but okay.
Correct.
Right, well, I...
You can't have a PO.
You can't approve them, I mean...
If we don't...
The money can just sit there, but you can't approve it if you don't have the money there, so...
So, as far as I'm concerned, you guys can go. I mean, I don't... Do you guys need them?
Oh, wait, can you sign? There's, yeah, Mark, can you sign the second?
Good.
Yeah, do you need them for anything?
Depends on if I need a sheet for anything.
Do you have any questions on the purchase orders?
Yeah, I mean, I have to go through the... Let's do that. Is that okay?
Yeah, as soon as we're done with the purchase orders, if you want to go, here.
Oh, you're done?
No, hold off until after the purchase orders.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
In case there's any questions.
Okay.
Please.
Oh, wait, are you gonna keep, are you gonna do those next then, or are you gonna do the accounts pay? Are you just gonna, oh, never mind, I'm reading it wrong, sorry. Just do what you wanna do.
Well, I'm just doing it off the list here, so this is purchase orders and training requests.
I just had my binder over it, so I saw I missed up, yeah.
Does anybody else have anything before I go?
I do, but go ahead.
Want me to go?
Sure.
Okay, I have a purchase order requisition from the police department to VASU, and it's for encryption keys for the new radios. Total is $624.
Second?
Basically, the radios that we approved to buy require this. We thought it would be down the road a little ways, but the city was pretty quick on switching over, which ran into some issues. As you know, the other day at the hospital, there was a big incident, and our police could not communicate with their police on a like channel. So this would get us back on the same channel.
Roll call.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Thank you.
I have another purchase order. Vendor, it's for the police department. Vendor information is Cleveland Communications. The total is $850. It's for programming the 17 radios for the same scenario.
Yeah, a second. As I explained, I was in an LST meeting this morning, and they had the same circumstance where they were buying the radios and it had to be $50 a piece to program them. So I don't have anything further, do you?
No.
Second, roll call.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye. Okay, I have a purchase order for police department for Zen Mechanical. Denny supplied this. It's for $1,810 for the repair of the AC heater on the rooftop. It's been leaking water into the building because of condensation, because the pan is rotted out.
Second. I had that happen at home. It's no fun.
No.
I don't know.
The air conditioner was perfectly fine.
But it's okay. What? Yeah.
I thought he did. I apologize.
No, but I think, I mean, I guess, it, yeah, we'll be fine. It's fine.
I apologize. I thought.
No, that's okay. I'm trying to keep a running total in my head because I know how much we're without having to move money in. But
long term, I think we need to look at the whole system down there. It's been brought to my attention by our fiscal officer that we spend a lot in utilities, and I think we all know that that building used to be a restaurant and it wasn't set up for how we use it. So I'd like to look into that as well. This is separate from this issue, but
yeah, I'll say that,
maybe
yes,
looking at a replacement system down
the road. Do we do that before we kick this $1,800 in there?
Yes,
we do.
We can't wait because this is leaking water into the building.
When the AC is not running?
He said the pan's right. I don't know. He didn't recommend waiting. He felt that the it's going to be expensive. We probably won't do that immediately, but it's something we have to prepare for. It's going to be, because there's actually going to be a crane needed to get those old units off the roof. It's not going to be like a...
I mean, I'm just asking the question, because $1,800 would go a long way towards a bigger bill. So if it's only leaking when the AC is on, is that the case?
That is a very old system. The heating and air conditioning is
it's all one unit. Up top.
And there's this the easiest way that I can explain it, like a tray that rusted out. So there's, whether it's heat or air, you get condensation, and it usually catches in this base or this pan that drains out, and now it's just going into the actually into the ceilings, and we're starting to see leakage through and it's coming, we had them out to check it out, and that's what it cost. You know, going to a new system down the road, but the weight, we may have more than $1,800 worth of damage to the roof and everything else that deteriorated.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm asking, Chief, is it, it's currently leaking without using the AC?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
They're not normal units. They're exterior.
A double type unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's ducted through the attic, and Denny seems to think that the long-term solution will be putting units in the attic and avoiding putting new units on the roof. And like I said, there's going
to
be...
I understand that this has to be done no matter what. However, I do think getting somebody out there sooner than later to give us assessments. Well, we're coming at, if it's anything like the last 2 years, we're coming up to be, January was the highest electric bill of all, which makes no sense, but because of the way the system's working. So I would just like to not be paying more in electric every month and then, again, taking away from what we could have.
If we're in agreement, I'll tell Denny to, you know, at least get us started. I mean, I don't think the process is going to be a, you know, someone's going to have to evaluate that building and see.
Right, but I mean, if it's going to be a 2 month process, it's either going to start now or it's going to, you know, so the more we keep paying out in utilities, the more we
do.
But I think we have to do.
Do you? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how bad the leak is and if we can get this done. And
Denny's
it's
pretty
coming through the ceiling, and unfortunately, where it's coming out now, we could. There's a server that has all of our stuff for our body cams. And I mean, one solution is it caves in is to move all that server out there that's got wiring and everything, but it's right above the stuff. And right now, there is some leakage where you see the water coming through on the ceiling tile. So,
yeah, I mean, if we don't want to come into a situation where
we're going to pay more money just to fix the building.
Right, I mean, it is definitely unfortunate because I would like to, you know, that's what I'm saying. So before anything else goes, or before we have another, I think we need to get somebody out there and give us a true...
Can you work that on next year's budget plan to have something...
Yeah, we should have somebody come out and really...
I think evaluating it's not going to cost... I mean, hopefully it's going to be a matter of Denny getting...
We can pay somebody to evaluate that right away.
That way...
Even if we have to pay someone, I can move money for the next meeting, but... I think we need to get that process started.
And actually ask them the question too. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's not as bad as we think. And you know, if we're talking about, I don't know, $8,000 as opposed to two right now,
it's going
to
be more than that.
Not with the two, but you know, we don't know unless we ask.
Or maybe even see if Denny's going to be talking to somebody anyways. Maybe see if there's a temporary repair that would be a little cheaper than that. But
this is replacing the pan.
That's probably the cheapest,
which is the only option since it's rotted.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just, you know, I'm trying to cover up.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
That's a lot.
I don't want this to turn into $3,000 though.
Right.
Doing interior work and server work.
No, absolutely. Yeah. No. I mean, but yeah, just as long as we get this moving. So.
Long term, we should look at more efficient, you know, whether it be heat pumps or something along these lines. But I think almost $6,000 a piece. I can't remember. They were fairly expensive. But
yeah, I don't think they were that much. But
okay.
And
I mean, we could maybe end up with something like that. But
well, you have duct work, so you don't need this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's no duct work in here, I think, is what caused that.
Yeah, we've got duct work all
You could put
things.
Your units up in the attic, tie into the existing vents, and zone it differently. That'll help, I think.
Yeah, and that whole system, there's two big units. The one unit was because the kitchen was back there, which is way overkill, which basically is the shower room and the workout area in that one training room. It was designed to have a kitchen in there, so.
Right.
So,
anybody else?
Roll call, ready? Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye. I have another one here for the police department. It is with Simmons Brothers Construction. The total is $15,066. It's for replacing the doors entering into the front of the police department with two double glass doors and replacing one man door in the rear of the building with a steel commercial door.
You want a second?
Second.
This is something that probably should have been done when that building was remodeled.
Yeah, the original back door is really bad. Half time it doesn't close properly. And Denny's been out there trying to fix it, and it's not a standard type door. So it's not something we could go out and just replace.
With a door.
I'm just not comfortable with not getting more than one estimate. We have kind of agreed that we were going to do that, and this is something that would be pretty easy to do in this case.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. If you don't want to do the whole thing currently, I would suggest definitely to get a price just on that back door, because it is in need to be replaced. But the front stuff, you know, we've been.
I know the front could be done too.
You ask Denny for get a couple more prices.
I mean, if you want, if we're moving on this, could you amend your motion to say Simmons Brother Construction, or a vendor that would come in less expensive than that amount up to this value. That way Denny could get the other two. If you're saying we're going to do it regardless, then he can get the other two, but still maybe move on it before the next meeting if need be.
Okay.
Is that?
Sure.
And then we'll do that for our, yeah.
I will amend my motion to say Simmons Brother Construction for $15,066, or another company that will come in less than that for the same quality of work.
Provided there are two more bids.
Oh. Or yeah, but can I do a second?
Second.
Yeah, but shouldn't that be part of the motion though, provided there are two more? I mean, that's
okay.
Part of it.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, say second again.
Would you want to just hold second. On to that if you're requesting a couple more bids to see from a competitive standpoint? I mean, another couple of weeks is not going to matter one way or another, and then you'd have the lowest bid or whatever if you.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, you want to? I mean, if you guys don't, if there's not an urgent, if we're going to do the back door, if you want to get the back door.
I would recommend holding off because this was inclusive of the back door.
Yeah, that included the back door.
So that's what I'm saying. We can't do the back door at all if we don't.
Well, we could, but I think that's the same deal. I have a. In case this didn't go, we got one for just the back door. But
we do. Okay, I never saw that either.
Yeah.
So.
I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
I think that your recommendation's probably good, but I don't have an issue either way. I mean, I think it's probably right. We should get three quotes. I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of a lot of money.
And I don't know that 2 weeks is unheard of, because to get a construction company like this, it's probably not going to be next week anyway that they're going to come out. So.
But are you going to do the same?
No, I won't even recommend that. I'll just do this. I think they both need to be done.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Again,
so we're not moving on the back door at all. But okay, Chief seemed to think it needed to be done right away. So right, the back door.
I mean, we still have another back door, so we could say you can't use what is the normal entrance because you have the one right behind the garage. So we could say until a determination is made or you get a couple more quotes, just go in, you know, close that door off, and you can't use it.
My thinking is, 15 plus 12.
Well, might come in, yeah.
It's not $800.
That's absolutely
a substantial.
That's
amount
fine.
Okay.
So wait, do you want to just withdraw?
I will withdraw my motion. I will give this back to Denny. And I had another one for town hall as well, but I'd like to at least propose it so we can discuss it, if that's okay.
I'll second the withdrawal.
Mark Grattis.
Aye.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Real quick, I have a quote from Simmons Brothers Construction Department as admin to replace the front doors on.
Well, hold on. You're not making a motion, right?
I want to discuss it.
Let's just discuss it then.
If I don't have.
Yeah, there's no motion needed.
This one was to replace the front doors coming in. It would be the door over by our entrance.
Trustee.
And this front door, and that total was pretty expensive too. I think if we're going to do it there, we get one here. But the question I had was, and I had Denny ask them, they want to put a glass door on there because of the header work that's involved with any other kind of door would be more expensive. And the reason the glass door would be better is if we wouldn't have that threshold, it would give us more. So I just didn't know if that's the.
Is it going to be a clear glass or is it going to be a frosted?
This doesn't say frosted, it just says glass door, so.
I mean, bulletproof?
Is that something we want, a full, clear?
That's a good question.
Door versus maybe one that's kind of frosted, maybe halfway, you know, from the bottom halfway? Just so that way it's not a.
I was gonna say, if you're gonna have a window, you should be able to see.
Well, yeah, I know, I'm saying a window, but you're like, now if you look at the door, you have the bottom pane, it's enclosed. Have that part.
I think it'd be bad.
Well, that's how I think it might be.
Okay, I'm getting it.
I think, considering the style of the building we have, well, that was my concern, that having glass might not be, but I don't think that having half frosted is gonna make any difference, to be honest. I mean, it just might look weirder, you know?
Okay, I mean, I.
Yeah, I can't even like get a.
You know what I'm saying, I don't know either, you know, I mean, it's just.
So no, who should have worked on the style of building that we had, cause that, does that even fit in this? I mean, it's old.
Does the glass door fit? I'm not sure it does, but if you want him to do something that's more in line with this building, it's gonna have a threshold, or he has to get up into header work, which is gonna be more money.
Well, we're gonna do two more quotes for this too, correct?
Yes.
Maybe we should just have them kind of give us throughout both prices and see what we think, I mean, depending on how much more.
Suggestions of alternatives?
Yeah, and all these doors, I know we had looked into a security system here in the past, and that was one of the things that were the reason.
The entry key system would be.
Right, and are any of the doors that we're looking at going to be compatible with that? Cause we probably wanna make sure that that would be the case too.
So I recommend for this one, that we wait until Denny's here, we tell them exactly what we want, and don't do anything with this one, and have them work on two more quotes for this. Cause this is pretty specific, and I do have concerns, I mean, I can't picture what it would look like either, you know, and I don't know, that's not a historical part of this building, it's really not, but it does kind of all tie in. But something needs to be done, I mean, you could look at the front of it, it can't be painted, it's beyond that, and.
But I mean, we could replace that door for $1,500, that's the.
The one that's there?
Yeah.
I don't think.
With the, I mean, that's just the regular household door, isn't it? I mean.
There was, I remember Todd Zija had gotten those quotes for the security system, and when he did that, the company that had come out, there was something specific, I thought that door was like at a minimum $4,000, if I'm correct.
Well, I can tell you their back door for the police department's at $4,300, just for a steel. But that's steel, I mean, it's not a. I don't know if we want a regular house door either, you know what I mean, that's.
Well, that's essentially what that is, no?
Yeah, that's just two side lights on a front door.
Yeah,
I'm not
that door,
sure that that's the right thing to put in.
Yeah, because that door, is, we've had nothing but problems with that door, so I don't know if we want to do that same concept again. We
it's made, you know, house door is made for different use than a,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And this was, the quotes did not, there was no discount by doing both of them.
Right. That was their price, no.
Okay, so, I mean, yeah, I don't think we're not in a huge rush for this, so I agree. Let's have Denny, we'll talk about it with Denny at the next meeting, maybe, and then have him get the
three. Yeah, I'll have him get two more quotes for PD.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you.
Fair enough.
Do you have any others?
Is that enough?
Although, the one thing to consider is, if somebody's coming out to do quotes for PD, we might want to. Him to just bring them here because it's like you're gonna bring people out twice. I mean you can.
I'll talk to him. I mean, I'll that is good. I mean, I'll just say, you know,
we want to spend less money
because I have that concern and it seems like other people do too.
Yeah.
And it we want to look well, you know, as nice as we can,
right.
And still provide
make
what
sense.
We need to provide.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you can get them both for you know at the same time, it would probably be just easier for him and whichever. Places come out to good quotes, so.
I'll move to approve purchase order requisition for our service department. The vendor is Goodyear Commercial Tire in Brunswick. This is for four new Goodyear tires in alignment for the 2002 Ford F-250, total amount $808.78.
Second.
Discussion.
Did you say 2002 or 2012?
2012. I might have said two. It's 12.
You did say two. I was concerned it was the one we're getting rid of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So I wanted to say two.
I'll amend my motion to say 2012.
Second.
Sorry.
Roll call.
Kenda Michael.
Aye.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
I'll move to approve a purchase order requisition for our admin department. The vendor is Tree Masters Tree Service. In Medina, this cut down four dead trees in the open space behind 5196 Sassafras. $800 is the total.
Second.
Discussion?
No, same as the last time, probably.
Yeah. I talked to Denny about it. I don't. It's unfortunate, but.
Because it's township property still, yeah. Until we.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mark Braddis.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Accounts payable. I'm going to accept accounts payable check number 29623 through check number 29657. Total amount $40,971.53.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Braddis.
Aye.
I'll move to approve payroll check number 24300 through check number 24318. Total amount $33,011.15 with $6,331.79 being deferred.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Braddis.
Aye.
I will suggest that we forego the public comment portion of our meeting since there's no public present. And move into, I'll move to go into executive session for employee discipline with the three trustees and fiscal officer.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mark Braddis.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
We're going to executive session at 9:21 p.m. Oh, I wonder if that's above. It is 11:02 p.m. We're back from executive session where the three trustees and fiscal officer were discussing employee discipline. I will now move to go into executive session to consider the employment of a public employee.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mark Braddis.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
We will go in. Did I say with the three trustees and fiscal officer?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go into executive session at 11:02 p.m.
Go ahead, you're on.
We're back from executive session at 12:16, November 16th. 2018, and we were in executive session discussing the employment, considering the employment of a public employee with the three trustees and fiscal officer. Anything else, Mike?
No.
Mark?
Nothing.
I just have one other thing that I wanted to see if we can hammer out is picking a date for the organizational meeting, January. I'd like to do it, if it's all right with you guys, as soon as we can, closest to the first.
Yeah, it should be pretty close to the first anyways.
The first is a Tuesday. There's no reason why we couldn't do it. We have in the past, but it's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
So
you don't want to?
No.
Okay. Well, New Year's Day, I mean, really the holiday usually is.
We could do it at any time. I mean, and get it over with early on the first. We can give the set whatever you got.
If you did it early, I would be okay with it.
Like when you say early, what are you talking?
4:30 in the morning. No, I mean
you'll still be up the night before.
Right, that's the thing,
celebrate
yeah.
In the afternoon, like somewhere at someone's, you know, relative's house.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to do the third?
11.
I'm fine with doing it that day though. What?
I won't be.
I'm not. Yeah,
the earliest I would be able to be here is like 5:30 or 6, so.
On the first?
Mm-hmm.
I can do the second, third, or fourth.
I could do the third.
Could we do it earlier and not be here until midnight?
I mean, when you say earlier, I like 6 would be.
Well, you can't do the second?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. You're very difficult.
I have stuff already scheduled.
what am I supposed to do? I mean, that's how. I mean, yeah, I don't know what to.
You guys are probably working the third, right?
That's what I said. Rather do it earlier than later, but like.
Right, so I mean, you can't do it daytime.
No, six.
Six, I can do six.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, and here's the thing, we're going to have temporaries approved in December, so we don't have to worry about anything to do with the budget then, so it's really just going to be the appointments.
This still could take some time. We have to come up with zoning people, the boards, we should probably put an ad out for that.
That's what I was going to bring up next.
Do we normally have a meeting on the third?
No, it's 10th. Would be our first, if we're going to follow the same schedule, we're about the 10th.
That's what I was going to ask you guys about too. Does that make sense to do every other week, or does it make sense to do the second and fourth, or the first and third Thursdays?
No, well, right now with the schedule we're on, it does line up with payroll nicely, because otherwise you'll constantly be having to do those authorizations for me to prepare.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
it just
nice.
Doesn't, you know.
Well, if the third is the earliest we can do, the third is the earliest we can do. I mean, we can't do it before the New Year, can we? Is there a thing?
No, I'm not sure, honestly. But I thought you were going to, isn't that why we changed that meeting?
No, so now I'm going to go after, I think, so that's why I'd rather be able to go as soon as possible.
I mean, you could, we could find out from the prosecutor if we can do it before, but we can't schedule the meeting right now then. I mean.
Yeah.
No, let's just do the third. The
third
works for you.
6 o'clock. Six good for you, Mark?
Yep.
And honestly, there, she doesn't have a calendar up.
Right here.
So I think that, can you check if there's anything?
Oh, she hasn't written.
Just make sure there's no.
She doesn't have anything written down on it.
Okay. Do you want to make a motion then?
I'll move to have our organizational meeting for 2019 on January 3rd, 2019 at 6 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mark Bradley.
Aye.
Mike Stoker.
Aye.
Anything else?
No.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Wait, I thought you wanted to. Didn't you just say you want to talk about something else?
No, I'll bring it up at the 29th.
All right.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stoker.
Aye.
Mark Gray.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 12:21 a.m.
I'll bring up. Is that turned off, Angela?
No.